This is Fresh Air.
The Cannes Film Festival just wrapped up. It's by far the largest and most important of the international film festivals. As soon as the award ceremonies were over, our film critic Stephen Schiff got out of his tuxedo and gave us a call. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Well, tell us about the film that won the best film, the Golden Palm Award, and it's David Lynch's new movie, Wild at Heart.
That's right. This shows an unusually intelligent jury because it was the best film in a pretty lackluster competition, but it's also a really... in the version we saw, anyway, it's a tough, wild, rough film, you know, with lots of gore and violence. It so far has an X rating. Whether they cut it to an R remains to be seen. And it's an extraordinary film. And I think the jury's to be congratulated. It was headed by Bernardo Bertolucci, who's an unusually smart and cinematic kind of jury head. And it was very exciting. David Lynch got up there to receive it. There was a standing ovation. At the same time, there were choruses of boos, which I think had a French accent, if my ear did not deceive me. And then the cheering would die down, David Lynch getting redder in the face by the second. Then the boos starting up again, the cheers. It was a real French evening.
What were the boos for? Why was this film so unpopular among some of the people at the ceremony?
Partly because... A lot of people here think it's sort of almost an exploitation film. It's very violent. I mean, heads get chopped off and fly through the air, and there's a lot of sex and a lot of blood and a lot of filthy talk. To my mind, it's the kind of film that directors make after their breakthrough film. You know, after Carrie, Brian De Palma makes The Fury, after Psycho, Hitchcock makes The Birds, and after Blue Velvet, David Lynch makes Wild at Heart. It's got style to burn. At the same time, it's not as kind of shapely and well-organized, and it doesn't have as kind of singular an effect as Blue Velvet. But it's a pretty interesting movie with a lot of excitement in it.
What about the Best Actor and Best Actress awards?
Well, I thought the Best Actor choice was pretty good. Gerard Depardieu won... for playing Cyrano de Bergerac in a film by Jean-Paul Rapneau. And this film will be distributed in America, and it's a really pretty good version of Cyrano. It's been well adapted, well cut. It moves right along, and the performance is really smashing. The Best Actress Award went to Christina Yanda, and there was almost no competition. There were very few sterling performances by actresses. She was in a movie called The Interrogation, a Polish movie that's been suppressed for about 8 years, and as in the new Eastern European environment, was finally released. And that movie has become such a legend in Poland that by the time of its first showing in Gdansk at the end of last year, virtually everyone in Poland had already seen it in kind of underground videotapes. But still, they flocked to the first showing and gave her a standing ovation. And she gives a great performance in it. It's not a very good film.
Were there other films that registered the changes in Eastern Europe?
There were a lot of kind of suppressed films surfacing, and they were long awaited, and they may as well have been left suppressed by my aesthetic. They were mostly not very good. But the new mood overseas was registered here. There's an interesting film that won the Best Director Award for its director, Pavel Longuin, and the film is called Taxi Blues, and that will also come to the States. It's a very jazzy kind of urban look at Moscow, a town we don't think of as jazzy and urban. It has sort of that city sizzle that we might expect from an American film about urban situations. But there's no tractors in this movie.
Two of the big movies that showed at Cannes were, one was directed by Clint Eastwood and one by Akira Kurosawa. What'd you think
That's
of the
right.
films?
I thought they were both pretty disappointing, and a lot of people here did. Kurosawa... His film is Dreams, and it's just very, very dull. The Eastwood film, White Hunter Black Heart, has Eastwood playing John Huston in the pre-production for The African Queen, and he does a John Huston imitation, which is, I find, very embarrassing. It really shows his limitations as an actor.
It's a big disappointment, huh?
Afraid so.
How did this Cannes Film Festival compare to other ones you've gone to?
Almost everyone here agrees that it was a pretty lackluster festival, almost scarily so, because for one thing, all the films in competition were quite disappointing. For another thing, the market here, which has always given Cannes this kind of crazy, vulgar, underground life, is dying too. The There are no B movies here this year because Cannes has become prohibitively expensive for people with small budgets to bring their films to buy and sell here. There are now other markets like the American film market, which has been going on for 5 years and so has really established itself, at which these people can sell their wares and buy films more cheaply and more effectively. Here, if they want to buy a glass of champagne for themselves and for their client on the Carlton Terrace, it'll cost them $50. Really lousy little hotel rooms begin at $300. And that means that these people can't come, and a certain life goes out of the festival. The kind of vulgar life of people marketing films like, you know, in recent years, Surf Nazis Must Die, that kind of thing, and people dressing as Martians and weirdos on the beach and parading around. That kind of thing is going away, and it's sad. I mean, because part of what one loves about Cannes is this mix of high art and extreme vulgarity.
So, Stephen, of the whole Cannes Film Festival, do you have a favorite moment?
Favorite moments? There was a moment when Sylvester Stallone came through the crowds along the Croisette, and his car was so mobbed that he had to stop. And so he got out and stood on top of the car and raised his Rocky salute while all of France cheered. A moment of horror or a moment of pleasure, I just don't know.
Stephen, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Sure, great pleasure.
Stephen Schiff is Fresher's film critic. He's also a critic at large for Vanity Fair, and he spoke to us from a phone at the Cannes Film Festival.